The big question, how fast is the American economy growing?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good day to you from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiotakis. There's word today from the government that the economy grew at a faster clip between July and September than originally expected. The latest revision to the nation's gross domestic product, the GDP, has it up 2.5% as opposed to an initial reading of just 2%. John Sylvia is chief economist with Wells Fargo Bank. He's with us live from Charlotte, North Carolina this morning. Morning, John.
Good morning.
How do we look at this number? What does it say about the economy right now?
It says the economy continues to grow, perhaps at a pace a little bit below the trend in past economic recoveries, but the growth is there.
And what's driving this number? Any sector that sort of pops out?
Well, the two sectors that really do drive this are equipment and software spending. That continues to be very strong double-digit gains. And the consumer, very steady pace.
Anything that needs improvement, though, do you think?
Well, there are lots of areas for improvement if we're going to get back to basically the traditional trend growth of 3.25%, and particularly the American consumer. But structures and non-residential construction continues to be negative, and that's just disappointment.
Typically, John, if we see a change like this, a higher economic output between the initial GDP and then the revised figure, which we're seeing today, does that mean the final number is likely to be better?
Good point. Yes, it means the final number is going to be better, but it also says there's more forward momentum in the economy. So the fourth quarter, which is the quarter we're currently in, is probably going to be another 2.5%, perhaps 3% quarter. So the economy does have good forward momentum.
I want to ask you in our final 30 seconds, what's it going to take? When are we going to know we're there, that the economy really has recovered? What number?
Oh, it's consumer confidence. Once the American consumer believes that their opportunities are there, they'll move forward, and that's when the consumer number will jump, and we'll get the 3% numbers that we've been waiting for.
For GDP.
You got it.
All right, John Sylvia from Wells Fargo in Charlotte. Thank you so much.
Sure.
We're going to get the answer to some questions today as well when the Federal Reserve releases the details of its last meeting. When they met, the Fed pulled the trigger on a $600 billion bond buying spree to spur even more growth to the economy. What were they thinking when they made that big decision? Here's Marketplace senior business correspondent Bob Moon.
Look for signals of the Fed's determination. So says Georgetown professor Philip Swagel. The former Fed economist says monetary policymakers are under mounting criticism internationally, here at home, and even inside the central bank itself.
I would look for some discussion of how much the Fed will do and under what conditions it will do more or it will stop.
Swagel says the record might show to what degree the Fed policymakers considered it necessary to pour more money into the economy.
The Fed really thinks we need more fiscal stimulus. The Congress has said no. I would say the American people voted and said no more spending, and so the Fed is doing it for us. They won't put that in the minutes, but that is the clear subtext.
And Swagel doubts the Fed will be so bold the next time it meets.
I think the outside criticism will make the Fed somewhat more hesitant to take extraordinary action.
Some Republican lawmakers say Congress and the president should decide fiscal policy. They're pushing to weaken the Fed's authority. I'm Bob Moon for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. Yeah, European shares are mostly lower at the moment, about 1% or more, as a matter of fact. More concern whether Irish debt problems are spreading across the continent now. On Wall Street yesterday, the NASDAQ added 0.5%. The Dow lost, though, a little ground, falling 24 points to close at 11,178. Asian markets were mostly lower today as drama unfolds on the Korean Peninsula. We'll get to that coming up.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Toyota. Toyota is sharing technology and ideas for a better world. Learn more at toyota.com/ideas for good. By The Economist, covering worldwide news and ideas and the connections between them. On newsstands, The Economist online, and now on iPhone and iPad. And by LendingTree, providing up to 4 loan offers from a network of lenders. Learn more at LendingTree.com or 800-555-TREE.
Overseas today, South Korea's central bank says it's going to work with the government in Seoul to keep markets stable. That's after an exchange of artillery fire between North and South Korea that left at least 2 South Korean Marines dead. The BBC's Roland Burke is with us from Tokyo to talk about how this is not just a regional issue. Hi, Roland.
Hello there.
What is the immediate global financial fallout from these hostilities?
Well, the markets that were open fell. The Hong Kong Hang Seng was down by 2.7%. Singapore's index lost 1.6%. It was actually quite well-timed, perhaps, for the markets in South Korea and Japan. South Korea's market was closed, and in Japan it's a public holiday. But I think we can expect to see reaction in Japan when the markets open here, because Japan is very well aware, after a rocket was fired over the country's main island by North Korea last year, that its cities, too, are within range of the long-range munitions of North Korea.
Why are investors the initial reactors here?
Well, I think it's because they've got the most to lose. They realize that even though they can take the run-of-the-mill provocations to North Korea in their stride, a big event like this could be a game-changer. When you look at the costs of potential outcomes of a really serious incident on the Korean Peninsula, they're huge. If you had a war, which everyone does think is probably very unlikely, you could see South Korean cities shelled. You could even see Japanese cities shelled. Or let's say that the Koreas reunite. That would have huge economic implications too. The costs of that have been estimated at $1 trillion. So it's little wonder that when something like this happens, investors run for cover.
So even between war or peace, we're talking about a lot of money.
Yes, vast sums of money in some of the biggest economies in this part of Asia. Japan, of course, the second or third, depending on whether China actually has overtaken at this precise moment in the world. And South Korea, a rising economy, both potentially under threat from North Korea, whatever happens.
The BBC's Roland Burke in Tokyo. Roland, thank you.
Thank you.
And finally, what to get for the person who has everything? iMac, iPad, MacBook, and Apple TV. How about a Steve Jobs action figure? It features the Apple CEO with his trademark black mock turtleneck, blue jeans, and sneakers. Unfortunately, the company marketing the doll, MIC Gadgets, has completely sold out. They sell for about $80. When they do sell more, and you know they will, maybe they'll include a kung fu grip for iPhone. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiotakis. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
Online shopping is par for the course these days, but do you really want to buy stuff like bathing suits and jeans without trying them on?
The vintage indigo probably is the middle of the road.
Okay.
And, you know, the rinsed is really dark.
I'm Tess Vigeland. Retailers are using video chat to make online clothes shopping a little more user-friendly. That story's next time on Marketplace from American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.